So it's great to be here.
非常高兴来到这里。
For the first time in the Chinese service since the pandemic began.
很久以来第一次到中文聚会。
And actually in the English service this was the first time, but in the English service and now is actually the first live audience I've preached to since like February.
从二月以来，刚刚我在英文组传道讲道，就现在在中文组第一次二月以来第一次讲道。在众人面前讲道。
It's crazy times we live in, but I'm very grateful to be here with all of you.
我非常感激，神能够来到中间。
It has been over 8 months since we started first hearing of the novel coronavirus called COVID-19.
瘟疫开始已经八个月了。
It's been 5.5 months, roughly, maybe a little bit more, since we first had our lockdown start in Delaware.
从特拉华州开始关闭也五个半月了。
Since then, some things have improved, but it feels like not a lot has improved. The virus continues to spread and make its way through the population.
从那个时候开始，情况有所改进，但是不够快，病毒继续肆虐，有更多人感染。
There is good news. The CDC recently announced, I don't know if some of you heard this, that.A vaccine, it could be available in the U.S. as soon as October or November.
CDC, 据说这个疫苗可在十月底或十一月可以出来。
It's great news, but even with a vaccine, the unfortunate reality is that a vaccine could take months to distribute.
不过即使疫苗出来，这个很不幸的是要需要很好几个月才能够分送到需要的地方。
So the point is,This pandemic and this virus is not going away soon.
所以这个瘟疫不会很快的结束。
Things will get better. This is not reality permanently, but it's not going to get better quickly.
事情虽然会好转，但生命的现况不会很快的转变。
So in the context of the church, we must ask this question.
在教会情境中间，我们必须这样问。
How should the church conduct ministry in a pandemic?
在疫情中间，教会要怎么样来推动事工？
How should the church conduct ministry in a pandemic?
怎么样来推动各样的事情？
In a pandemic that's not going away soon, how should we minister?
我们怎么服侍别人？
How should we reach out and continue to preach and demonstrate the gospel?
我们怎么样外展，怎么样活出而且传扬福音。
How do we be the church in a pandemic?
在瘟疫中间如何显出我们是神的教会。
We're going to find today in the reality of this passage, the answer is boldly.
我们在圣经中间找到一个非常这个刚强壮胆的答案。
Because according to our passage today, death itself cannot contain the church of Christ.
今天的经文看到死亡不能胜过基督的教会。
The passage is Matthew chapter 16, focused on verse 18.
马太福音十六章十八节。
We learn several things from this verse. Number one is that Jesus builds his church with people.
在这段经文之前，耶稣问人门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”
Leading up this verse, Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do people say that I am?"
耶稣就问门徒这个重要的问题，人说他是谁。
They respond with a number of plausible theories, like maybe you're John the Baptist or Elijah or one of the other prophets.
他们回答了很多很好的答案，好像有人说施洗约翰、先知以利亚或者那先知。
Jesus replies, "But who do you say that I am?"
耶稣在问说：“你们说我是谁？”
To which Peter, without hesitation, says, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
彼得不加思索回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
So we pick up in verse 17, and Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father, who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter.And on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
耶稣就说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
This passage, while powerful, has been the source of much controversy.
这段充满能力的话反而成为许多争论的一个根源。
Catholics and Protestants alike have for centuries forced their preconceived theological assumptions onto this verse.
天主教和归正基督教在经文上用他们不同神学的前提来解释应用这个经文。
Catholics teach that this passage is basically teaching that Peter was the first of many popes, and Jesus was establishing papal authority, that every pope from Peter onward would have a special authority over the church.
天主教教导经文指出彼得是第一任教皇，然后未来的教皇这个有很大的权柄，这天主教中间讲到使徒统绪的权柄以及教皇无误。
Many Protestants in response to this have overcorrected, and they'll say, well, no, Jesus, when he said, on this rock I will build my church, he wasn't referring to Peter. He was basically saying, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. He was referring to himself.
很多基督徒却说，耶稣讲到这个建造教会在这个磐石上，不是彼得，是耶稣自己。
But if we're being honest with this verse in its context, and we have to be honest when we interpret scripture, this is simply not true.
如果我们诚实面对这个经文以及前后文，就知道那些解释不全对。
Peter is the one who answered Jesus' question. Peter is the one whom Jesus responds to in verse 17 and 18.
17节里面，彼得回答了耶稣问题，然后耶稣也跟彼得有一点的对话。
And Peter is the name given by Jesus, which literally means rock in Greek.
彼得的名字是耶稣给的，希腊文的意思就是岩石，就是磐石。
Peter's actual Hebrew name is Simeon or Simon.
彼得的希伯来名字是西门。
Jesus is giving him a new name. He's literally saying, "You are rock, and on this rock I will build my church."
耶稣给他新名字的意思是说，你是石头，在这个磐石上，我要建造我的教会。
By the way, I would be happy if Jesus gave me a nickname, Rock. When you guys, Rock, the Rock, that's pretty good.
如果耶稣给我起名叫石头，我会蛮高兴的。
Jesus is using building foundation imagery. He's basically saying, Simeon, with this new name, you will function as a foundation for the church.
耶稣在这边用一个建造根基的图画，他对西门说，我给你一个新名字。在神的计划中间，你要发挥磐石根基的作用。
Peter would in fact go on in many ways to fulfill this new name that Jesus gave him.
最后彼得也成就了耶稣给他新名字的意义。
As a leading member of the 12 apostles, Peter had a lot to do with the establishment of the early church.
彼得是十二个门徒的老大，他有份于早期教会的创建。
He was among the first to bring the gospel to the Jews, the Samaritans, and the Gentiles.
他参与了福音传给犹太人、撒玛利亚外邦人的事工。
Peter remained a main leader of the New Testament church.
在新约里面，彼得一直是新约教会的主要带领者。
That said, there is no evidence that he was some kind of special authority. He was not the bishop over the whole church.
但是天主教讲的这个使徒的传承在经文中间其实没有证据。
In fact, if you read Acts, it's actually James who eventually becomes the main leader of the Jerusalem church.
雅各事实上是耶路撒冷的带领者。
And it is Paul who takes center stage in most of the New Testament.
保罗在新约中站在 C 位上面。
And we know that Jesus' renaming of Peter is not at all a statement of infallibility or perfection.
耶稣给彼得取名绝不是说他不会犯错，没有错，完美。
Because in the very next passage, when Jesus starts to explain that he has to suffer and die, Peter rebukes him.
就在下面经文中间，当耶稣说他要背十字架受苦死亡的时候，彼得就抗议。
Peter says, are you crazy?
你发神经了。
Like, you're the Messiah.
你是弥赛亚。
Messiahs don't suffer and die.
弥赛亚不可以死啊。
And then Jesus, who just gave him this really awesome name, the Rock, he gives him another name, a lot less flattering.
耶稣就用一个更糟糕的名字来称呼彼得。
He says, "Get behind me, Satan."
耶稣说，撒旦，退我后边去吧。
You see, Peter could recognize Jesus as Messiah because he could only at that time recognize Jesus as the Messiah that he wanted him to be.
原来彼得认为认耶稣为弥赛亚，只是他心目中间的那种弥赛亚。
He wanted a military figure.
他需要一个战争的英雄。
He wanted a political figure.
要政治明星。
He wanted Joe Biden.
他要拜登。
Or Donald Trump, depending on your political affiliation.
这样一类的英雄。
He wanted someone who would make life better for him and his people right now.
他要这些光亮万分的英雄来带领。
He did not want someone who was going to be nailed to a cross and die an excruciating, humiliating death.
他不要一个钉十字架而死的人，他觉得一点都没有用。
But that's who Jesus was. That's what he came to do.
可是那就是耶稣要做的事。
And Peter would not fully comprehend that, not fully understand that, until after Jesus had died and rose again.
直到耶稣死跟复活以后，彼得还不能明白这件事。
We know the story. Peter would actually go on to deny Christ.
我们记得彼得三次不认主。
He would deny he even had knew anything about the man, had ever been around the man.
他一直犯不同的错误。
He denied him three times.
三次的发咒起誓。
Only after Jesus ascended and the Spirit descended did Peter truly begin to grasp and understand.
直到耶稣升天以后，圣灵降下，彼得才真正完全明白。
So Peter, whom Jesus said, "I will build my church on," was far from perfect.
彼得并不完全。当耶稣说我要把教会建造在这个磐石上的时候。
Because people are far from perfect.
人都不能完全。
The point is, God calls and uses and renames very imperfect and broken people.
可是神就使用那些不完美而且破碎的人。
People like you, Situ. Situ. Situ.
就像司徒弟兄一样，不完全。
And you, Paul or Yambo.
各位都是不完全的。
Or like Pastor Lou.
吕牧师更糟糕。
I never know what he says, unfortunately.
我不了解他说什么，这人真坏。
People like me.
就像我一样。
God builds his church with people because that's what the church is.
神使用人来建造教会，这是教会的本质。
The word church comes from the Greek word ekklesia.
教会这个字，希腊文 ekklesia.
It means a community or congregation or assembly of people.
意思就是社区、会众或者是人的聚集。
Key word people.
重点在人。
This was a term commonly used in Jesus' day to refer to groups of people, whether that be cultural, political, or religious.
耶稣时代这个词通常指一群人因为文化、政治、宗教的原因而聚集。
It does not and has never meant a building.
这个词从来没有讲到建筑物。
The building we're in right now, the room we're in, it's a beautiful building.
我们在一个美丽的建筑里面。
I thank God we have it. I have so many fond memories of this building for the last 5 years.
过去五年来，我为这个建筑物许多美好的回忆向神献上感恩。
But this church, this building is not the church.
但建筑物并不是教会。
The church exists in the 20 or so people sitting in front of me.
教会就是我们我前面这几十个人。
The church exists in the hundreds of people watching on YouTube right now.
这个教会就是现在在看 YouTube 的几百个人。
There's actually a lot more church scattered about northern Delaware area right now than there is in this building.
其实有更多的教会的神员分布在特拉华州北区，或者远超过我们现在所看到的人。
And I really think if COVID has taught us anything, it's that the church is existing where the people are.
如果瘟疫教导我们什么功课，那就是教会存在于这些人中间。
Because for months, the only people using this building were a few co-workers on Sundays and Thursdays.
因为过去几个月，只有少数的同工每周四主日来这边使用这个建筑。
The church is not just what happens within four walls. The church is a lot more what happens and where you are out there.
教会不是四面墙中间发生的事情，教会是你所在的地方，教会就发生了。
The church is a lot more what happens Monday through Saturday.
教会是从礼拜一到礼拜六。
The church is the people of God, and it consists of living stones, not literal stones.
这种宇宙性的教会是人或者活着石头所组成的。
And it's on us, the church, that Jesus builds his church.
耶稣就要在我们这样的人中间身上建造他的教会。
It's on the people. So the application point then is ministry must be done by the people of the church.
所以这个信息的应用就是事工必须由教会里面的人来推动。
To understand this question and these points I'm making, we have to understand what ministry in a Christian context means.
要了解这样的问题，我们必须了解在基督徒中间什么是事工。
Ministry has become a word most often, excuse me, related to people who are full-time pastors or full-time missionaries.
好像一般人讲到 ministry, 讲到事工是讲到全职的传道人、牧师、宣教士。
But this is misleading of what ministry actually is.
到底事工是什么意思呢？
Ministry literally means service or duty.
事工字面意思就是服务或者责任。
Christian ministry then is not something which can be left up to paid staff or paid pastors.
基督徒的事工绝不只是领薪水的传道同工来负责而已。
Especially in a pandemic when the need is greatest.
特别在瘟疫期间更是如此。
Ministry is the calling of every Christ follower. It is not an option.If you're a follower of Jesus,
事工是每一个跟随耶稣者的呼召。耶稣呼召每一个信徒，不是可以选择的。
The pastor is in ministry, yes.
没有错，牧师从事于事工。
The deacon is also in ministry.
执事也在做事工。
The greeters at the door are in ministry.
招待也在服事。
Also, the student.In 10th grade, sharing Jesus with his friend on a Wednesday afternoon, he or she is in ministry.
学生如果四年级的学生跟朋友分享福音，他们也在做从事事工。
The Christian businessman or businesswoman representing Jesus to his coworkers or her coworkers, he or she is in ministry.
在职场上的基督徒，他们也在做事工。
The Christian engineer is in ministry.
基督徒工程师从事事工。
So、ministry is not something we just do inwardly, but outwardly.
事工不在这里，事工在外面。
Ministry is something we do to serve people, and so doing we serve Christ.
是我们用来侍奉别人，也侍奉基督的一件事情。
And、the world needs us, the church, it needs the good news of Jesus more than it ever has.
世界需要教会，需要耶稣基督的福音好消息。
So what does ministry look like in a pandemic?
那在瘟疫中间，怎么样？事工是什么样子呢？
It does not mean ceasing to reach out to people.
绝不是停止跟人的接触。
It does not mean ceasing to preach the gospel.
绝不是停止传福音。
It does not mean ceasing to be a community church.
绝不是停止成为社区的教会。
What it does mean is several things. It means...What many of you already have been doing or were doing several months ago with loving actions.
它实际的事工的例子就是各位很多人在几个月前我们从事的 loving action, 爱的行动这样的事工所做的事。
It was personally a proud moment for me to see so many of you come here and make masks, gather personal protection equipment, and distribute to those who needed it in our community.
我真是感到光荣无比，看到弟兄姐妹奉献金钱资源力量挺身而出帮助有需要人的时候，我真是非常的 喜乐。
The needs of the resources may be fewer now, but the need of the gospel is as great as it's ever been.
现在那方面的需要可能少一点，但是福音的需要是一样的广大。
So I'm challenging you to reach out to continue in the ministry.
所以我鼓励挑战你继续的向外接触。
To continue in ministry in whatever sphere of influence you find yourself in.
无论在哪里，尽力分享，活出福音来。
What that looks like may look different, but depending on your situation.
在你身上是什么样的情形，那也有很多的可能性。
For some of you, those of you at higher risk of the virus or living with someone of higher risk at the virus, being in person is not an option right now.
如果你是一个高危险的族群，或者你住的跟高危险族群的者同住
，That's okay. You can still be in ministry.
但是你还是可以从事事工。
Because ministry might look like just simply calling a friend who needs support, needs someone to talk to.
你可以打电话关心一些需要支持的人。
It may look like writing an old-fashioned snail mail letter and sending it to someone who needs the written encouragement.
你可以用老派的写信的方式写一些鼓励的话给那些需要的人。
It may mean teaching Sunday school on Zoom to a group of rowdy 5th and 6th graders.
你可以在 Zoom 里面教儿童主日学，帮助那些调皮可爱的小朋友、小学生、中学生。
It might mean recording yourself doing a piano or violin solo and sending it to a local nursing home, which several of our youth and children recently did.
你可以做一些东西送给在老人院里面的人，发挥爱心，帮助一些边缘的青少年等等。
For some of you who are healthy, who have the ability to do this, it might mean actually physically meeting up with someone, going to a park, or potentially volunteering at a ministry that needs the in-person assistance.
对我们中间一些比较健康的人，可以实际的去探访人，在公园在哪里聚会，或者实际的参与一些有需要的地方来做义工。
Hopefully, most of you have heard of these ministries before. We've promoted them in the past, but these are all ministries: Urban Promise, Sunday Breakfast Mission. And also the Food Bank of Delaware, which are accepting volunteers, accepting help in many forms.
各位都知道我们教会长期支持的 Urban Promise 都市应许这个学校，它帮助很多的人，它也需要很多的义工。
You can volunteer in person, or for some of them, you can actually volunteer virtually. Urban Promise is doing a virtual camp for their students.
你可以参加他们这个网上的聚会，来帮助他们的学生。
And again, ministry is just not what you do on Sundays, it's what you do Monday through Saturday.
事工不是礼拜天，而是每一天中间可以去做的事情。
Ministry is in the mundane.
事工是从礼拜一开始。
A lot more than it's in the spectacular missions trip that you go on once a year.
不只是一年出去一次的这个宣教的旅行而已。
Ministry is in what you do every day and every week.
服侍神的事工是每一天你所做的每一件事情。
Helping out your child with their homework, even though you have a lot of work to do, that's ministry.
帮助一个孩子做作业学习。
Setting aside your work and spending an entire day with your family at the park, that's ministry.
把事情排开，花时间陪你的家人，这也是事工。
Visiting and caring for your neighbors who need emotional or physical help or spiritual help, that's ministry.
帮助邻居中间有一些在情绪上面、心理上需要帮助的人，这也是事工。
Offering patience and forgiveness to a coworker at work who's really hard to work with, that's ministry.
帮助你同事中间很难同一起工作的人，这也是事工。
Whatever you do on a daily basis for God is ministry.
你每天为神所做的事都是事工。
So for all of us, we are in ministry, and ministry for every single one of us means continuing to share, to demonstrate the gospel.
事工就是持续的分享福音。
Whether virtually or in person.
或者是网上，或者是面对面。
And it means continuing to reach out, to continuing to grow as a church.
教会就因此继续的成长，继续的向外扩张。
I don't think a pandemic means we should stop inviting people to church.
我不认为瘟疫能够使教会关门。
If not in-person church, although there looks like there's a little bit of room here.
虽然我们看到现在空位很多很多。
If not in-person church, then YouTube. Invite them to watch the service on YouTube or invite them to a Zoom Bible study.
我们可以邀请人在 YouTube 看崇拜，邀请人在 Zoom 里面参加查经。
The point is, be the church. Be the church in the community. Be the church wherever you are.
重点就在于我们就是教会，我们在哪里，教会就在哪里从事的事工。
And again, I'm not asking you to be unwise or abandon safety practices.
当然我也会请大家不要做一些这个愚笨的事情。
That would be the opposite of ministry.
那会拦阻真正的事工。
But what I am saying is that a global pandemic is not the time to cease and draw back on ministry. It's actually the time to increase ministry, but do it creatively.
这场全球性的瘟疫不应该拦阻事工，反而让事工更加有创意的来发展。
To accomplish this, the people of the church have to step up, have to embrace this calling.
要能够如此的发展，教会中间的人必须持续不断抓紧神对我们的呼召。
The church must be done by the people, the ministry must be done by the people of the church, but also the church is invulnerable to the powers of death.
死亡的权势不能够伤害教会。
So if we read verse 18 again,
第十八节说，我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
我抢先念了。
And this is an ESV translation.
这是 ES 英文标准本的翻译。
Whatever translation Elder Tan read earlier is actually a better translation because it's better translated "Gates of Hades."
刚刚谭长老念的是另外一个翻译版本，讲到这个阴间的门。
Because the word being used here, it's not hell as in hell, the final destination of unbelievers.
最好的翻译并不是做地狱或者阴间的门。
Rather, it's a Hades, which in scripture is basically the realm of the dead. It's where everyone who dies goes.
原来这个字 Hades 就是讲阴间，就是死人所聚在的地方。
So the imagery is not of the church storming the gates of hell, but rather of death, literally the gates of death, not being able to overcome this new community, not being able to swallow this new community.
所以这个文字的意义并不是说教会受到地狱的门的攻打，而是死亡完全没有办法吞下这一个教会这个新的属神社区。
Now this imagery is just as powerful because what that means is the church is invulnerable to death.
因为教会并不畏惧死亡，不会被摧毁。
The church cannot die.
教会不会被摧毁，不会死亡。
It will never be destroyed.
也不会摧毁或死亡。
Because Christ rose from the dead.
因为基督已经从死里复活。
We will rise again to be with him.
我们也要与他一同复活。
That is the pinnacle hope, the pinnacle promise of the Christian faith.
这是基督徒信仰的最高峰。
That is our inheritance as adopted children into the family of God.
我们被神领养成为儿女，在神的家中。
What does that mean then in regards to ministry?
这跟在疫情中间发展事工有什么关系？
It means that ministry must be done without fear.
那个应用的意思就是说，我们在推动事工的时候必须不害怕，无所畏惧。
Again, I'm not saying be a fool or be unwise.
我再次说，我们大家不要热血冲昏头脑而愚昧行事。
The reality is, being a Christian doesn't make you invulnerable to sickness.
瘟疫不能，我们并不免于瘟疫的灾害。
Doesn't make you invulnerable to this virus.
我们还是会受到病毒的侵袭。
You may get this virus.
可能得到，可能得到这个瘟疫。
And although it's unlikely,
虽然可能性不是很大，
it's possible you may die from this virus.
但有可能因为瘟疫而失去生命。
Being a Christian does not give you any advantage over the virus.
基督徒并不能百病不侵。
Actually, far greater. For the advantage you have in Christ is that you will one day rise again to be with Him, and so death itself has no hold over you.
但在基督里的好处远不止今生的健康。我们在永恒中间会复活与主同在，胜过死亡权势。
I'm sorry if this is news to any of you, but we are all going to die.
我必须很抱歉，我必须说，我们每个人都会死。
If not from a virus, from a car accident, from something else, or just from old age.
不是瘟疫，就是意外，或者是年老。
But if you're a Christ follower, you will not die eternally.
但如果跟随基督的人在永恒里面，我们不会永远的死亡。
Death can take you, but it has no power over you. It has no hold over you.
死亡可以攻击你，但是它不能控制，不能掌控你。
Why then be afraid?
为什么要害怕呢？
Why be afraid if death itself has no hold over you?
为什么怕被死亡所控制呢？
Again, certainly caution is in order.I'm not asking you to be stupid, to be unwise.
还是要小心注意安全。
But as Christ followers, it is imperative we do the ministry we are called to do and do it without fear.
身为基督的跟随者，在从事事工的时候，刚强壮胆，坦然无惧，非常重要。
Those of you who are coming here in person and serving here in person, continue to do so.Continue to do so without fear.
我们来这边聚会，我们持续的不要惧怕。
When you if you volunteer, if you decide to volunteer, again this is your decision. You have to decide what the risk is. But if you choose to volunteer in person at a ministry, then do so without fear.
你如果工作，你的义工等等，你就持续的去做。
For some of you, your ministry is your job.
对很多人 来说，你的工作就是你从事的义工、事工。
You see, you can be called to be a doctor just as much as you can be called to be a pastor.
你可能被神呼召去做医生，正如你可能被呼召做全世界传道人。
It's just as much as a God-given calling.
因为神的呼召。
An example is, some of you know, Michelle Lai.
赖品秀姐妹，各位可能认得她。
Michelle is a pharmacist, and she recently went to the Louisiana, Texas area to help with disaster relief from Hurricane Laura.
她是个药剂师，因为这个那边帮这个台风的缘故，她到德州去帮忙。
That is ministry, and if you find yourself in a field that is able to help people right now to provide ministry, then do it without fear.
她的工作让她在那边去帮助人，但是她的帮助就是她为神所做的事工。
Point is, whatever you do for ministry, whatever you're convicted to do, whatever you decide to do, are called to do, do that boldly and without fear.
重点就是，无论你去做什么事情，你要放胆去做，不要惧怕。
Because your inheritance is not tied to this world, your inheritance is in Christ.
因为我们的盼望不在世界上，我们盼望在基督里面。
Dying from COVID.Is actually not the worst thing that can happen to someone.
瘟疫而死亡并不是最糟糕的事。
Living and dying and spending eternity apart from Christ, that is the worst thing that can happen to someone.
最糟糕的事是活着一直到死都没有接受福音，就进到永恒的地狱阴间。
So do the ministry you've been called to do.
所以从事神呼召你要去做从事的事工
，Do it wisely，
用智慧
，Pray about it，seek God，
多多祷告，寻求神
but do it without fear.
不要惧怕的去做。
Finally, this verse shows us
最后经文告诉我们
that it is Christ himself who powers this church.
是基督他自己赐下力量给教会。
You see there, when Jesus declares this church, this new community, he says, on this rock I have built my church.
基督在这边宣告这些人所组成的这个新的社群，他说我要把我的教会建造在这个磐石上。
While the church is built on the people are not the focus.
当教会建在某些人身上的时候，这个中心并不在那些人。
The focus is Christ himself.
焦点中心在基督的身上。
The church is for him, by him, and exists through his power.
教会属于他，教会也为着他，教会因着他的能力而存在。
And ultimately, we know from other scripture, it's not Peter, it's not even Pastor Lou or Pastor Vaughn or any of the elders that the church depends on. It's Christ himself who is the cornerstone.
教会所靠的不是彼得，不是你我任何人，不是教会的牧师或者同工，只有基督自己才是教会的房角石。
And we find this in Ephesians 2:19 through 22. I'm just going to quickly read this.
以弗所书二章十九到二十二节。
So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Because of the grace of Christ, which is given to us by his sacrifice on the cross and the power of his resurrection, which defeats death itself.
因为耶稣基督的恩典，借着他在十字架上牺牲，因着他复活的大能，已经胜过死亡。
Because of that, we are all of us, pastors, elders, deacons, worship leaders, greeters, we are all being built into this structure.
因着基督，我们所有人，包括牧师、长老、执事，所有的同工，带领诗歌，都被建造在这个基础之上。
And its cornerstone is Christ himself.
房角石就是基督。
Thank God. Because if the church depended on any of us, it would have fizzled out 2,000 years ago.
感谢神，如果教会建立在其他的人身上，这个2000年前就会土崩瓦解了。
But it hasn't fizzled out, it's lasted.
但是教会持续下来。
The same church which you are a part of is the church which has outlasted persecution after persecution, wars, famine, disasters, corruption, stagnation, poverty, injustice, world wars, and yes, worldwide pandemics.
教会在历史上面对接二连三的逼迫，有中世纪会停滞不前。后来又有腐败的这个教会的领导，面对战争、贫穷、不公不义、世界大战，甚至现在面对全球性的瘟疫灾祸，种种考验下去，但这个教会仍然存在。
So the final point of application is obvious: ministry in a pandemic must be done with confidence.
所以最后的应用的重点非常明显，在瘟疫中间推动事工，必须有信心，凭着信心来推动。
Because thank God, it doesn't depend on any of us. It depends, the whole structure of imperfect people, it depends on Christ, the perfect cornerstone.
感谢主，教会并不依靠任何的人，而是依靠主。
It's all held up in him and through him.
我们是靠着基督，也在他里面。
So church, we cannot cease to do ministry in this pandemic.
在疫情中间，教会不能停止事工。必须凭着信心来推动。
We should do ministry in this pandemic with confidence.
要有满满的信心来向前。
I'll be the first to admit, ministry in a pandemic is really hard.
我得坦白的承认，在疫情中间推动事工非常的困难。
To be honest, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of quarantines. I'm tired of having to wear a mask in public all the time. I'm tired of Zoom. Zoom is great, but it gets old.
我很讨厌被隔离，我很讨厌在讲道的时候听众那么少，我很讨厌在 Zoom 里面开会聚会。
I'm tired of not being able to attend Friday night youth group with 40 to 50 youth and being able to sing at the top of my lungs.
我受不了这个礼拜五晚上不能跟这些爱主的这些年轻人在一起大声的诗歌唱诗敬拜。
I would give an arm and a leg to go back to ministry as it was 1 year ago.
我巴不得能够回到一年以前的状况。
But one thing has never changed, not since January, not since March.
但是有一件事没有改变，不管从过去的一月还是三月，没有改变。
The foundation.
基础没有改变。
The foundation is Christ, and it's still 100% solid, 100% solid. It will never crumble. It will never fail.
基础仍然是基督，百分之百的坚固，永远不动摇。
And it's by His power, by Christ's power, that we do ministry.
靠着他的能力，我们能够服事。
It's by His power that we serve and we love each other and we serve our community.
因着他的能力，我们可以服事，可以相爱，可以向社区外展。
It's by His power that we share and show the good news of Jesus to our friends, to our coworkers.
靠着他的能力，我们可以向别人分享耶稣基督的好消息。
So ministry must be done in confidence that is only found in Christ.
所以推动事工必须凭着信心，因为这个信心是唯有在基督里面才能有的。
The conclusion is this. The church should be on the offensive in a pandemic because death itself cannot contain us.
今天信息的结论就是在瘟疫中间，教会不能被动，必须主动出击，因为死亡不能胜过它。
Church, we cannot spend the next several months or maybe even years afraid in our homes.
在未来的瘟疫肆虐，还有几个月甚至几年里面，我们不能因为惧怕而躺在家里面混吃等死。
We cannot spend the next several months apathetic to the needs of the ministry.
Oh, 我又抢先了，对不起。
I don't know what he said. Yeah. We can't do that. The need is too great.
我们没有办法那样做，因为需要是排山倒海一样的过来。
The mission is too great.
使命是何等的庞大。
The calling you have been given by Christ Himself is too strong.
基督对各位的护照也是何等的坚强。
So my challenge to all of you, Chinese ministry, English ministry, youth and children, is to embrace the calling and engage in ministry.
所以今天我向不管是英文部、中文部每一个事工都挑战。
Engage in serving and sharing the good news of Jesus with your friends, your family, your coworkers, your neighbors, your fellow students with complete confidence.
持守你的呼召，投身于各样的事工，服侍你的朋友，向他们分享耶稣基督的福音好消息。
With complete confidence, without fear, because the gates of death itself cannot contain us.
充满信心，放胆无惧，因为死亡的门不能胜过我们。
Let's close in prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
God, I thank you so much that you are the cornerstone.
神，我们感谢你，因为你是那房角石。
I thank you, Jesus, that it depends on you, not on us.
主耶稣，我向你献上感恩，因为是靠你，而不是靠我们。
Fill us with your power, fill us with your spirit, and help us to do the ministry which you have called us to do.
借着你的灵，借着你的能力，我们可以从事你所呼召我们要做的事工。
In Jesus' name, amen.
靠耶稣圣名祷告，阿门。